Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning,
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Your Half Hour Inspirational Program. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker, and I'm going to leave with you for the next 30 minutes. Thank you so very much for joining us this evening. We've got a great show planned for you tonight, and in this half hour of time, it goes so fast. What I would like to do this evening to start the program off with is basically read one of the stories. Someone has asked if I could read one of the stories that my publication is all about, the weekly publication, so that people can actually know what the publication is, how it operates, how it functions. And that's what I want to be able to do with you tonight. Tonight's broadcast is basically a continuation of the Ten Commandments, where we talk about man's relationship to God, the first four, and then the second six is man's relationship to his fellow man. So that's what we're looking at. So as you read the Ten Commandments, keep in mind that the first four commandments is about your relationship with the Creator. Your relationship with the Creator. And I encourage each one of you all, those first four commandments are so deep that God tells you the type of relationship that he wants with you. And I would say to you, look at every word carefully. Get a basic understanding of what God wants from the relationship with you. He's giving you clear instructions on what he does not want you to do. He's given clear instructions on what he does not want you to worship. He wants you to worship him. He doesn't want you to have any other gods before him. He wants your attention. God wants to bless you. He really wants to bless you beyond your wildest dreams. And he has already blessed most of us already. He has actually blessed all of us. Some conditions out there where people are struggling and going through certain things, well, you know, it's because of sin. It's not God's fault. Yes, God does allow things. Nothing can happen unless God allows it. But I can tell you this with clarity, that when you get your relationship with him and you have a deeply embedded relationship with God, let me tell you, you begin to understand life a lot better. You begin to things that once troubled you, you'll realize that, you know what, that's not that important. That doesn't really matter. What matters is having that great relationship with God, having it where you can not only get along with him, and you're reaching out to him, but he reaches back out to you as well. So that's going to be very important. So I want you to take about 15 seconds and digest what I just said, and I want you to meditate on that just for about 15 seconds. Okay, and we're back. Thank you so very much for that. I want to invite God into our program tonight. Father, we thank you for all life, health, and strength. And Lord, please help us to have the relationship with you that you would want us to have with you. And that, Lord, we can expect things from you when we can't depend on anybody else. These are the blessings. We thank you. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. Now, we're talking about the Ten Commandments. The second six, of course, your relationship with your fellow man. There's got to be a special relationship. If you treat someone like you want to be treated, then you know what? The world would be a whole lot better. But the difficulty is in treating someone like you want to be treated, because we have to make a conscious effort. We have to think about when we're confronted with someone, you know what, do I want to treat this person this way? Well, I want them to treat me that way. And that's not an easy thing to do, because oftentimes when we're in a confrontational situation, it's natural for us to go on the defense. It's natural. That doesn't mean that you're a wimp or a coward or any of those negative things that people may look at you for. What it means is that you want to follow in the path of Christ, who set the example for us. That's what you want to be able to do. That's what you want to be able to come to. All right, I want to go ahead tonight as we talk about in preparation for the new year. This will be our final session on this particular portion of our program, in preparation for the final new year. I want to take a look how some people, in this particular story that I'm reading tonight, and this is part one. It's called Daddy's Cantankerous Spirit, part one. The characters in this particular episode were Paul, Quinella, Paul Jr., and Little Rosslyn. Once again, Paul, the father, Quinella, the mother, Paul Jr., and Little Rosslyn, the baby girl. Now, this happened on the staircase, listening. While sitting on the staircase of his home, Paul Jr., at the tender age of 5, has settled into a spot where he can hear every argument coming from his parents' bedroom or downstairs. He has spent countless nights crying, hoping and wishing that his father would stop yelling, screaming, and pushing his mother. Paul Jr. has even prayed to God for his father to go away so there can be peace in their home. It seems an eternity of prayers for little Paul Jr., and yet his prayers have not been answered, so it seems to him. Paul Sr. and Quinella have been married for a little over 7 years, and it has not been an easy marriage. Paul constantly complains about every single thing, regardless of what it is, even if it's the weather, the traffic, his job, his children, his wife, his siblings. He even complains about his in-laws. He complains about sports and even movies that he's set and watched as a couch potato. Now, the unfortunate thing is Paul takes everything out on Quinella, his wife, and she can't seem to understand why he does it. She loves her husband and desperately encourages him to get help, but he has such a cantankerous spirit that he will not listen to anyone. He feels he has all the answers, in spite of Quinella telling him the effect it's having on their children. Now, things have gotten so bad until Paul Jr. has started modeling this behavior with his 3-year-old sister, Rosalyn. Now Quinella is deciding to take a closer look at her marriage. Now the question is, and this is this particular episode, the question is, what can a parent do if he or she is in denial of having a cantankerous spirit? And then, of course, the publication, this is part one, and then you'd have to listen, chances are, next week for part two of this story to see how it concludes. But this is what the publication is all about. It's not denominational. As a matter of fact, it's non-denominational. And it's, of course, biblically inspired. It's a biweekly inspirational thought for spiritual enrichment. The biblically inspired, all scriptures, or writings, the stories, and the like are given by inspiration. Now, of course, any names, places, settings, conditions, situations or otherwise appearing to be evident of a person or persons, a situation or circumstance depicted in this publication are merely coincidental and are not meant or intended to represent or misrepresent any known person or persons relative to his or her or their status or particular lifestyle. Now, the author, which is me, reserved the right to present my perspective, my perception, my interpretation, views, ideologies, philosophies, the thought or otherwise relative to the information presented. Now, any discrepancies with regards to views, your perceptions, your perspectives, your interpretations, your ideologies, and, of course, any biblical, spiritual, religious, or religiosity, thought or otherwise, the reader should consult the Bible or other theology of his or her or their choice as the sole authority. I think this is important to know, that the information that's presented in this publication is for educational purposes, and it's based only or solely on subjective perception or interpretation of biblical pedagogy. Now, I say that to say that, you know, oftentimes when these stories are written, it just may be a coincident or an incident where someone has the same name. All of these stories are inspired by true stories, and they're biblically inspired. And just so happened that's just a coincidence that if someone has that same name. But I can assure you, no article in this publication is ever presented to be told about anyone that's known to me to talk about their story or situation. And then, of course, the publication features 7 days of activities. For example, it starts out with, each activity may include a series of questions and scriptures to provide you, the reader, with information for consideration that may include guidance, direction, assistance, and support along your journey towards spiritual enrichment. Now, Sunday activity, please answer the following questions. The beginning of the publication always asks you to answer questions relative to the opening story. In this one, the first question was, why do you think Paul Jr. sits on the staircase listening to his father's complaint? And number two, do you think Paul Jr. is missing out on experiencing a good family life, or do you think he may be having difficulty sleeping? And then we ask you to please explain in detail. Number three, why does Paul Jr. cry about this situation? And why do you think his prayers have not been answered? You know, so these are short questions that we get into. And, of course, you have the option of whether you want to answer them or not. The whole purpose of this publication is designed to help you, the reader, to establish or reestablish or continue your journey of spiritual enrichment with God, the Creator. And, of course, we try to present this from not only a spiritual perspective, but also from that of a practical perspective, because situations like this where Paul and Quinella, the parents, these are not uncommon situations. These are not situations that are, you know, just ordinary. I mean, there are countless relationships and marriages out there that are experiencing a great deal of the same problems that Paul and Quinella are having, where the husband or the wife is complaining about every single thing that goes on. And instead of being grateful and giving thanks for life, health, and strength, and the ability to make choices and decisions, then, you know, it becomes very difficult. So that's what happens. You know, in this particular case, Paul and Quinella, who are this married couple, they're having problems. But there's no, you know, this unfortunately, the husband, who's supposed to be the spiritual head of the household, the one who's supposed to be the spiritual leader, unfortunately, it's a situation where he's not representing that spiritual leader in the home. Instead, he's finding everything to complain about, and now it's gotten to the point where, I mean, Quinella has even asked him to get help, which he doesn't want to get help for, but now it's trickling down to Paul Jr., who's Quinella is finding that he is actually taking matters into his own hand at 5 years of age, and he's taking it out on his 3-year-old sister. So children begin to model. That's what happens. And Quinella was trying to tell him, listen, you don't realize the effect that this is having on the children. Children, it is said that children live what they learn. And as they see or hear, observe the behaviors of the parents in that home, likelihood that those kids are going to model that behavior, and it's going to be demonstrated with not only the siblings, it can also be demonstrated in their behaviors in school. Of course, there are extenuating circumstances, and there are oftentimes, the exception to these circumstances. But the important thing becomes, this is what happens. This is clearly what happens. You're listening live to your half-hour inspirational program. Of course, this is a component of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show, which airs every Tuesday from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The Dr. Jesse Walker Show is a show that's all about relationships, whether that has to do with marriage, divorce, children, family, anything and the like. So that's the Dr. Jesse Walker Show, but this is a component of it, which is your half-hour inspirational program. If you're just joining us for the evening, I'm going to encourage you to go in and listen to the archives for tonight's broadcast. We started out by talking about the Ten Commandments series. We're continuing with that, and we're looking here to say that the first four commandments find out that relationship, the type of relationship God wants you to have with him. And then, of course, the second six commandments deal with man's relationship to his fellow man. That becomes vitally important. It becomes vitally important to know how God has intended for us to live. And then even in the New Testament, Jesus gives us the two commandments. He says, these two are based on the ten. So it's important that you begin to read and study the Bible for yourself. And also, I just want to share with you that the weekly publication, it's only $4.95. It supports this ministry. It's $4.95 a month. It's a biweekly publication, which comes out now every 2 weeks. It used to be a weekly publication, but now, because of the activities involved, a number of people have expressed their concern and asked that it come out once every 2 weeks. So you will get, instead of the 52 issues now, it will be 26 issues, but the quality of it is not lessened by any form of the imagination. It just gives people an opportunity to have more time to spend on it. And of course, as we mentioned here, in this particular story tonight, I presented where Daddy's Cantankerous Spirit, Part 1. And of course, if you want to hear the story in its entirety, I encourage you to go in and begin to listen to the archives on this particular story. Once again, go in, listen to the archives on this particular story, and you will hear it in its entirety. This one is about a little boy, 5 years of age, that sits on the staircase, and he hears the arguments coming from downstairs in his parents' bedroom. His father's constantly yelling at him, his mother. He's screaming at her. And on occasion, he's pushing her. And the little boy has gotten to the point where he's even prayed to God, to ask God to let his father go away so that there could be peace in the home. How important is peace in a home? I mean, especially the little children. You know something is wrong when even this little boy is crying out at night. He's crying out. He's crying out. And the only person he knows to call out to is God. And because his mother, his father, chances are his mother has taught him about the love of God. So when you're teaching them this, that's the only person they can call out to. And chances are he can probably talk to a grandmother or a grandparent, or he may be afraid to do that. But he's crying out at night, hoping that God will answer his prayer by letting his father go away somewhere, because it's really to the point that it's really bad. And now it's so bad that the little boy is unaware, but he's taking it out on his three-year-old sister. His frustration. So he's starting to scream at her. He's yelling at her. He's pushing her. And now Quinella, the mother, is recognizing this, and she's telling the father, Paul Sr., that this is having a devastating effect on her, on their children. And so, but he obviously he can't see it because he's in denial of his attitude. This is a man, Paul Sr. is the guy who complains about every single thing, whether it's the weather, his wife, his children, you name it, he complains about it. He even complains about the sports when he watches television, and he's a couch potato. He sits there and watches television all day, and he complains about that, you know, chances are when he comes home from work. I mean, this guy is complaining about everything. It's now to the point where his wife is questioning and revisiting her marriage. She's looking at this now because she may have been able to take some of the stuff. You know, I don't know how and why she would subject herself to someone constantly yelling at her, screaming at her, or even especially pushing her. You know, that is definitely a no-no. And even the yelling and the screaming, You know, those are forms of abuse, and I would not suggest anybody tolerate any form of abuse, especially any of those types. You know, and sometimes you're enabling a person by doing nothing, but now that it's affected her children, you know, the children that God has given them, you know, now she's looking at this and saying, you know something? I can't take this anymore. I can't take this anymore. He's not listening. He's not trying to get help. I've prayed. Obviously, she's prayed out to God. And maybe she feels her prayers haven't been answered. But she's deciding, and I mean, the average woman, I would think, would start to begin to think about this here. If it's having that much of an effect, where her five-year-old is taking it out on the three-year-old, she's going, more than likely, she's going to look at leaving him as an option. Because what she can take, she will not tolerate for her children, for the sake of her children. And I think parents have to be wise when it comes to that. Of course, I'm not suggesting that anyone leave unless it's completely abused. And in this situation, I want you to think. And that's what this publication is all about. It's a spiritual document, and our scripture for the publication tonight, talking about a cantankerous spirit, starts out with Galatians 5:22 through 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. You hear that? The fruit of the Spirit in the singular form, which also has to do with the plural form, but the fruit, all in one, of the Spirit. And here's the plural of all of these things becoming part of the one. Galatians 5:22 through 23. But the fruit of the Spirit, the oneness, is love, joy, is peace, is long-suffering, is gentleness, is goodness, is faith, is meekness, is temperance. And against such there is no law. Once again, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, is joy. I'm putting the word is in there to let you know that it is. This is what it is. Is peace, is long-suffering, is gentleness, is goodness, is faith, is meekness, is temperance, and against such there is no law. And so then the publication goes on with various activities throughout the week that ask you questions from a practical standpoint. And we covered three of Sunday's questions. Here are only two of Monday's questions. And this basically asks you to answer following questions relative to Quinella's role. Quinella, once again, is the mother in the home, as the wife and mother in the home. Now, it asks question number one, in your opinion, do you think Quinella is reflecting the role of a good wife and mother in the home? And then we ask you to explain in detail. Question two, why do you think Quinella allows Paul to take things out on her so viciously? That's a good point. That needs to be answered. And we want to know from you, why do you think she allows this? And then Tuesday goes on to ask a couple of questions also. Do you think Paul, these questions are relative to Paul's role as the husband and father in the home. Do you think Paul has anger management issues? And then it asks the question, why or why not? Some people don't realize their anger problems, and they're yet constantly taking it out on their loved ones. This is not what you're supposed to do. This is not what God intended for things to be. And see, when we talk about that, when you have that relationship with God, that first commandment, it is so important so you can know the type of relationship to develop with him so that your character, the character that you have based on the relationship that you have with God, will be reflective and will exemplify that relationship that you have with your fellow man. See, those behaviors is based on the relationship that you got with God. When you've got a great relationship with God, when you've got a fulfilling relationship with God, when you've got a purposeful relationship with God, you will not be abusive to your fellow man, particularly your spouse. You're not going to abuse your children. You're going to, that relationship with God is of such a loving relationship that you're giving something to God. God has given something to you. You're exchanging things. That's the love of God. And see, when you're feeling that love because of that connection of the relationship that you have with him, then you know what? Your fellow man is going to be treated as reflective of the relationship that you have with the Father. That's what it is. And see, if Paul Sr. had that relationship with God, his spirit would not be one of cantankerousness. That he wouldn't have that. Instead, he would have the fruit of the Spirit that Galatians 5:22 and 23 talks about. Then if he had that relationship with the Father, he would have a relationship with his spouse and his children that represented the fruit of the Spirit. He would have love with them. He would not only have the love, but he would show love. He would have joy. And his joy would be of such that the house is lit up when he walks into that house. The kids are so happy to see him. The wife is so happy to see him. She couldn't wait for her husband to get home. The children couldn't wait for the father to get home because they want to run to him instead of run away from him. You see, when he has that connection with God, the fruit of his spirit, instead of being cantankerous, would be a spirit of peace, where those children feel like they're safe in the arms of their father. That wife, which is what women want to be assured of, that they have safety, and the safety and the protection comes from that father, comes from that husband. And you see, when they have that spirit, that fruit of the spirit that Galatians talks about, then the father, Paul Sr., would be long-suffering. His long-suffering would be demonstrated. His long-suffering would show in that home. When the kids sort of misbehave, then he's not so quick to yell at them, not so quick to scream at them, not so quick to put his hands upon them in the wrong way. But he would be long-suffering to train up the child in the way that they should go. That's what he would be doing. And neither would he be yelling at his wife, screaming at her, and definitely not pushing her. If his spirit was that of the fruit of the Spirit that Galatians talks about, he would have a gentle spirit. That's what it would be. He would demonstrate this spirit with the people that he worked with. He would demonstrate this spirit when he's watching a sport to realize that it's only a game. Somebody's got to win, and somebody's got to lose. Somebody's going to win, and somebody's going to lose. And because it's just a game, but it is in losing. Sometimes you've got to lose in order to gain. Sometimes you've got to lose in order to win. And see, there's always a lesson in losing, and there's also a lesson in winning. And see, when he has that fruit of the Spirit, he will have a spirit of goodness. That's right, goodness. And mercy follows him all the days of his life. When he's got that spirit, the fruit of the Spirit talks about, he will have faith. He will know that he might be feeling bad today. You know, he may weep tonight, but joy comes in the morning because he'll know that he can walk by faith and not by sight. And you see, when he's got, he'll know that he'll be meek. He'll be humble. He won't be one who's cantankerous and everything bothers him that causes him to complain. When he's got that fruit of the Spirit, his temperance, he would have a balance in his life, knowing what he needs to do. Things will start to fall right in place when he's got that fruit of the Spirit. And then as we put all of this together, the Bible goes on to tell us that against such as that of the fruit of the Spirit, there is no law. To God be the glory when we look at it from that perspective, because this is the fruit of the Spirit that models the grace of God. We're out of time now. I trust that you enjoyed tonight's broadcast as much as I did. And please join us next Tuesday for the Dr. Jesse Walker Show, 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Of course, if you choose to bypass next, please join us next Friday from 7 to 7:30 for your half-hour inspirational program. Until then, everybody, I say good night, God bless, and thank you, God.